For more than a year, Wisconsinites seeking abortion services have had to go out of state. The U.S. Supreme Court's 2022 decision in Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization overturned the Roe v. Wade ruling and allowed state bans on abortion to go back into effect. But today, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, which operated three of the state's four abortion clinics before that Supreme Court ruling, said it would bring abortion services back to Wisconsin. Joining me now with more on that announcement is WPR's Bridget Bowden. Bridget, to start, what exactly is Planned Parenthood planning to do starting next week?
So they're planning to resume abortion services at two of their abortion clinics, one in Milwaukee and one in Madison, starting this coming Monday. Before the Dobbs decision, there was a third Planned Parenthood clinic located in Sheboygan that offered medication abortion. And while they're not opening that one just yet, they say they're working towards it in the coming weeks.
Planned Parenthood had said after the Dobbs decision that they could no longer provide abortions in Wisconsin, but that's what they're planning to do next week. So what's changed?
So Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says they have maintained that the state's ban on abortion was not enforceable ever since the Dobbs decision. But they decided to suspend abortion services because of the threat that they or their doctors could be prosecuted under that law. Now they're citing a Dane County judge's ruling from July that said the abortion law only applied to feticide or assault and battery that results in the end of a pregnancy and not to consensual abortion. So they say that this ruling clears the way for them to resume abortion services. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin CEO and President Tanya Atkinson said that they intend to continue abortions until a court rules that they can't.
We are completely confident that it's been made clear that that the 1849 law does not apply to voluntary abortion. So we are very confident in that read and that analysis.
What's the reaction been so far to this announcement?
Yeah, it's been about what you would expect. Democrats like Governor Tony Evers have supported the decision, saying the court's ruling does in fact mean that they can perform abortions. But Republicans like State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have spoken against it.
If Planned Parenthood is so convinced that they are going to win at the state Supreme Court, that they are willing to break the law, which the law in the book still is the 1849 statute, it's just another reminder that some people flout the law, whether or not it's on the books or not.
And the speaker mentioned the Wisconsin Supreme Court there, which is where pretty much everyone expects this issue to eventually end up.
That's right. Although the case is still active in Dane County Court right now, it is largely expected that it will eventually end up before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as of last month, that court has a new 4-3 liberal majority.
WPR's Bridget Bowden, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.